This Week in Hearthstone is a fan-made news podcast created by Ryan Kubo. All articles are publicly available news articles, and all news articles are credited in the podcast audio as well as in the show notes. No profit is made off of this show and was purely created to give personal opinions and insight into the game of Hearthstone. What's up, everybody? How's it going? Ryan here, back with you with another episode of This Week in Hearthstone. This is episode number 46. I hope everyone is doing well out there. We have a handful of articles to go over today. As always, just letting you know that we kind of are in the low of Hearthstone season right now, so that there isn't that much stuff to unfortunately talk about right now. Galakrond's Awakening, which is the solo content for Hearthstone, is totally out now. So you can go and purchase that if you would like. I believe it is $25, I believe, for all four expansion sets or chapters or whatever. But yeah, so with that being said and with that being out, we are finally going to bring back the Vicious Syndicate report as well, that we are going to be going over here in a second. But yeah, so that is kind of the announcements for at least purchasables within the Hearthstone client right now. If you guys want to go and get that, it's probably the best time to go and do so. First up, though, we do have the Tavern Brawl for this week, which is called When Clones Attack. It says, Xeric's clone technology is out of control. Choose a class, get a random deck. Every minion you play will generate a 1-1 clone as well, and you get the reward of a classic card back. Pretty standard Tavern Brawl, nothing really to talk about here. You know, pretty random, pretty weird. You get to choose a class, which is nice, so that you can get those quests done as well, if that is something that you need to do. Overall, pretty simple. Get in, get out, win your game, hopefully. And yeah, move on with the rest of your day and get that classic card pack and that 40 dust. Next up, though, we do have the Vicious Syndicate report number 155 that came out today as of this recording, February 20th, 2020. And we have some pretty interesting stuff. Druid is falling. It's still popular at lower ranks, but it's not as popular across the board. It seems like the most popular deck, though, right now is what we would like to call Dragon Hunter, as well as Mech Paladin. Dragon Hunter is something that's come out in the last few weeks or whatever, mostly from cards from Galakrond's Awakening as well, which is kind of the reason why. But it is a heavy aggro deck that people have been utilizing and have been playing as well. It seems to be pretty good, and it seems to be something that a lot of people, it says, benefit most from the Galakrond's Awakening. Instantly jumping to tier 1. Frenzy Fellwing is crazy strong in this deck because it's so easy to fully reduce its cost early in the game. Makes haste for Fellwing. We cut a couple of secrets and kept the minimum of 2 snake traps for Phase Stalker. We also noticed Big Old Whelpsing play in the deck. It might be a little stronger than Life Drinker. The increased consistent dragon synergy seems to be Life Drinker's Fellwing synergy here, though it's close. So this is basically just a lot of cards from, or at least a handful of cards from Galakrond's Awakening are in this deck. And this is definitely something that you should look into. When it comes to win rates or whatever right now, it looks like the Dragon Hunter deck is sitting at a cozy 59.9% win rate with 37,000 played games right now on HS Replay, and it is the number one deck right now on HS Replay as well. So it's definitely something to look into. They definitely have like changed it up and stuff like that, and the deck has definitely like changed a bit, but overall, like, the deck is still being redefined and stuff like that, which overall it looks like it's a you know, it's a pretty good deck, or you know, it can be a pretty good deck. So highly recommend to go and check that out as well and see how that deck does as well. Next up, what we have is second to last article, actually. This is just kind of a PSA, but the Master Tour is moving to Los Angeles from Indonesia. So just an FYI that because of coronavirus, I guess they're moving the whole platform from Indonesia to Los Angeles. So I just thought that was really interesting and something that you know, can kind of spring some conversation with a couple things. One of the things I did want to talk about, though, was that the announcement of Hearthstone Esports, which will kind of go into our next hopefully our next statement, but apparently Hearthstone Esports was kind of a free throw-in when it came to Call of Duty League that they would transfer to YouTube. As of right now, it's very interesting. We'll see how the game ends up shaping up or whatever, but with no embeds of YouTube, Live streams as well as no drops. It seems like the viewer base of it has dropped pretty far, but it's very hard to say, you know, if that will continue to drop further. As we mentioned before, we've also stated that, you know, there's not a lot of news going on and stuff like that with Hearthstone right now, and that this week in Hearthstone is in a lull. If for people who are new to this podcast or don't know what that exactly means, pretty much what that means is that around this time, the game is very much so in a state of, I would say, almost hibernation. What that basically means is that around this time, there really isn't much to do. Within the game, we have Galakrond's Awakening just fully coming out, so the meta is different, which will hold us off for a bit. But we are having the end of the Year of the Dragon happening and a new year starting. And so sets are going to rotate out, a new expansion is going to come out as well. And that's going to be around April, I would say. March or April. So the thing is, too, is that this is just kind of a period of waiting around. Well, apparently this week, or I should say in the last week or so, a lot of content creators, everyone ranging from pro players to YouTubers to live streamers, have been saying that they're going to go on vacation, that they're going to chill and hang out in LA. Turns out, spoiler alert, when every single Hearthstone content creator or pro player, etc., or anyone who's involved in the scene claims this type of things, what it really means is, hey, we're going to Blizzard because we're going to be testing out some stuff. So apparently the Hearthstone 2020 Community Summit happened. What that basically means is just people attended what Blizzard is previewing for Hearthstone for the next year. And I would say take this stuff with a grain of salt because a lot of this stuff was mentioned last year before and it was kind of like hyped up a lot. So keep that in mind as well. But yeah, last year they hyped up, they're like, oh my gosh, there's going to be so many cool things, like, oh, you know, hopefully we see different ways to play and stuff like that, which we did. We saw Battlegrounds at the end of the year, etc. But keep it with a grain of mind, but people are really hyping this up or whatever. Frodan, Kriparian, Dredz, Regis, Kilbin, a bunch of people have been saying that we're going to hear about some of the stuff coming soon. Frodan said, still in shock after hearing what's planned for Play Hearthstone 2020. Developers remain passionate as ever. They haven't given up on the game, not even close. If they can execute, this will cement Hearthstone for the next decade for new, returning, and veteran players. You know, Kriparian said, had an awesome time. He's happy to talk, see what happens or whatever. You know, just like a bunch of stuff. So from what I'm assuming is happening with Hearthstone is, I think a couple things are going to happen. I believe that a new engine is probably going to come to Hearthstone, considering the game is almost 6 years old. I also believe that there will probably be a revamp of the basic set or a revamp of the classic set in some way. Remember that if you guys do play Hearthstone standard mode, there is a rotating set always, but then there is always a set that stays the same, and that is kind of like their vanilla set, which is like classic set. So in my opinion, what's going to probably happen is that stuff is probably going to be like rotating out or whatever in some form and fashion, and I would assume that they would probably somehow give that to players for free. Pro players seem to be excited, so that might mean that there's like some type of like there might be some type of like tournament mode or something going on like that. But I think a lot of it is probably going to have to do with the fact that they are going to be remaking the client from the ground up. Because from what I understand, the Hearthstone client doesn't really wasn't really built for card games, from what I understand. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Obviously, we'll report on this stuff whenever, quote unquote, soon is, which I would assume is in the next week or so, or possibly more. But either way, we'll definitely you know, check out and see what they end up announcing. Obviously, I'm excited. Hopefully, it ends up being something where we end up playing a little more Hearthstone, just in general, if these changes are like super new or super different as well. So we will see. Anyway, guys, like I said, unfortunately, that is it for this episode of This Week in Hearthstone. I know that these podcast episodes have been pretty short, and I do apologize that they are this short. Like I said, we are in a lull season, so it's just kind of hard to have things to talk about. We don't plan these episodes to be as short as they are. I'll continue to scour the internet, try to find some news articles beyond just the basic ones that we can kind of deep dive into and talk about a little bit more on this podcast. But until then, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and we will see you guys next week for another episode. This is Ryan. Take care.